Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Who did I get him confused with the other day?
Oh, geez. It was not Australian country singer.
No,
that's
not
for sure.
But same era.
Because I told you Keith Urban is my favorite concert I've ever went to.
Yeah,
I was
not
I
Eric
was
Church.
Drunk in Las Vegas, and he was absolutely fantastic.
Not wannabe Springsteen.
Jason Aldean? Was that who it was?
No.
It was Kenny Chesney.
Yes.
You got to be confused with Kenny Chesney.
I still don't know the difference between two of them.
A great concert as well. Kenny Chesney's great.
I've no doubt.
He's
isn't
like,
he a
he's like country Jimmy Buffett. Yeah,
okay.
He's country Jimmy Buffett.
All right, so he likes beer, but he also likes to get stoned. Am I oversimplifying
it? No, he's get drunk and play the guitar guy around the campfire. That's who Kenny Chesney
is. He's Mr. Steel, everyone's girl.
Everything you wanted to be in college, Nick, that is what Kenny Chesney turned out to be.
I was never going to be that because I'd just be a fat guy playing guitar drunkenly.
Why you wanted to play guitar in college is exactly Kenny Chesney's existence.
I remember that we had a party and we were out there and we were harmonizing and I was actually sounding good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a girl that was like, man, I heard her as she was walking away going, man, if he wasn't fat, I'd take him home.
Oh, she didn't.
And it
say
was
that.
The most.
She did not say that.
100% say that.
That is the meanest 100%. Thing I've ever heard. Like, I would die on the inside.
He's
if that
got
happened.
A pretty voice. She complimented my eyes and then was like, if he wasn't fat. And dude, I never sang in the patio again. It ruined. I could be Kenny. I could be fat Kenny Chesney right now.
And Jelly Roll.
No, I could be. Yeah. You know.
Oh, jeez. Now that was mean. Now that was meaner than what she said.
I could be Luke Combs. You D.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the more acceptable fat country artist, Jax. Man, that was so out of pocket. You're supposed to be the. I
that
told
just,
you.
That was rude. Is all
I
that
gave,
was.
I gave.
That
Jake,
was rude.
I gave Jake the Assassin's Apprentice moniker, and he said one mean thing to me, and it wasn't half as mean as that. I mean, I'll take Jelly Roll's bank account. I will not take his diabetes. Might already have it. Who knows? You never know. Playing with fire here. I don't even know where to go. That was so out of pocket.
It was rude, is what it was. I
mean, probably pretty honest. Like, that's a pretty
successful.
Accurate people.
Yeah,
he's
but that
successful.
That line by that girl would make me never eat a carb again right there. That would be it for me. I'd
well,
be like,
I think,
okay, I guess I really do need to.
I think Jax is the new girl 20 years ago. I think we guarantee. I'm not going to get any face tattoos. I'm not going to go out there and like, oh, man.
So wait, so you were actually doing guitar by the fire thing?
No. My buddies.
Everyone really doesn't like that guy, by the way. Like, if you think they like that guy, they don't like that guy.
My buddies, no, you don't like them because they steal women from you. But no, my buddies
every time
could play guitar, and so I was harmonizing with them because I was drunk enough. The two things that I will do when I am drunk enough is sing and dance. I sing much better than I dance. And that just was kind of a spontaneous thing. We harmonized really well. Some were calling us the Young Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Nobody was calling us that. But I sounded really good. And it was like one of those moments where, like, it was like a boost. It was like, oh, I sound really good and our voices match really well together. And then that comment, and then just, it was just all the air out of the balloon. And I don't, some say I've never recovered.
Okay. Well, Kenny Chesney instead turned that into actually sleeping with a girl, and then that became his life.
So this has become our life, watching the Cleveland Browns against the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. Yeah, hoping
who's winning in this battle?
We're like the jelly roll of football teams.
I love his spirit. He's doing great.
And he's super talented.
He's married to that blonde girl.
I just object. You could have picked. You just had to go with that fat guy.
Jax doesn't know what I'm talking about. He's got the blonde wife that is just like a. I think she's like a swimsuit model or something insane.
It's something in that vein.
And it just looks so. It looks so awkward.
Does this mean you're calling my wife a stripper?
Ooh.
Because wasn't his wife a call girl too?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, no, isn't Jelly Roll's wife, she a stripper and did a little...
I have no idea about that part.
Yeah, of course now. Yeah, nice save. Nice save, friend. Right, super talented. Yeah, that's what people think about with Jelly Roll. Again, now I feel bad if Jelly Roll happened to be listening. He's very talented, he's very successful.
Well, yeah, that's on my concern list, too.
Go listen to his stuff.
He's obviously listening.
Just not signing up. I'll sign up to be Luke Combs.
I heard he killed him in the Billboard Music Awards, which I found out this morning still exists.
Wait, he did?
Last night. It was a whole thing. Taylor Swift won like 10 awards.
Who is the country artist, or it was a plus size person that was song, and then they sounded awful. It was Chris Stapleton. You can tell I really pay attention to this stuff, by the way. I don't know why I thought it was Jelly Roll, but was it Post Malone? I don't know.
Post Malone and Jelly Roll do things together.
It was definitely somebody with face tattoos. That's all I remember. Or maybe not. I don't know. This is great radio.
I like Post Malone.
So, also, that guy in Cleveland saying she's missing out on the perks of being with a fat guy. She could have slept soundly using you as a pillow. Yeah, ladies, you sleep with those really fit guys, it's like sleeping on cement. You sleep on a fat guy, best night of your sleep. Best night of sleep you'll ever have. Nope, every other thing I have here gets me fired. So we have been asking guests all week. Albert Breer, Charles Davis. I've forgotten every other football guest we had up until this moment.
I just did too. I'm like, who else did we? Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker, yeah.
Yeah, Ross Tucker. Yeah.
Who else did we talk to?
Mike Mayock. Yeah, now we got it. It's all coming back now, baby.
Sports.
This show's never recovered from Jelly Roll.
Such a line.
But, you mother bleeper. But we asked all of them, what would the Browns' record be if Pat Mahomes changed nothing else? But you take Pat Mahomes off the Chiefs and put them to the Browns, and here's what each guest had to say.
So they're 3-10 right now. I think they would be 10-3. I think he makes that much of a difference.
Significantly different. At the end of the day, what's important in the NFL for winning consistently, it's do you have a franchise quarterback?
I know one thing. You're going to probably be in the playoffs. Whatever that takes. Just take 9 wins this year, 10 maybe. You're going to be in the playoffs. Yeah, there's no doubt.
I think if Mahomes is the Browns quarterback, I would say 12-5. I mean, is the Browns roster outside of quarterback that much worse than the Chiefs?
I think you win 3 more games. I don't want to all of a sudden go, oh, well, they're 10-3. Well, I think that's a lot to ask.
You also heard Herm Edwards in there just to get all five out there. We finally got it all together.
What a range there that was, Nick.
Yeah. Well, okay, but none of those are atrocious, right?
Well, the one that said you win just 3 more games, the very last one there.
So that gets you to 6-7?
Yeah, that's abysmal.
So is that the Joe Burrow thing? I think he was starting the conversation at 3 wins.
It's a hypothetical that always throws people off. So they say something in the very instant reaction of it all. But what's interesting is that Mahomes has never won fewer than double-digit games in his entire career. Would this be the team? Have the Chiefs failed to put a team that is worse than this one out there at any point in Mahomes' career?
I mean, you could say that second Super Bowl team.
That's the one I would lean to.
You had subtracted Tyrann Mathieu. You had subtracted Frank Clark, the Cleveland product.
They were legitimately one of the worst defenses to ever win a Super Bowl.
But you did just rebuild the O-line. There were a couple other plays that they had offensively that made sense.
You still do have Chris Jones.
Which is, in this case, maybe your Myles Garrett as the comp. I don't think that first Chiefs team, that rebuilding team, Trent McDuffie was nice as a rookie. He wasn't Denzel. Like, Denzel Ward is a better corner now and has been than Trent was then. Trent might be on the level now because he's 3 years in. But no, I mean, I will be honest. When we first had this, my immediate response was, it's Mahomes and he's the only quarterback that I trust. that it doesn't matter what you have, he's going to win. But
you thought about Joe Burrow.
I just keep thinking about Joe Burrow.
And you think about Andrew Luck, and you think about Carson Palmer, and you think about, like, there are quarterbacks that are just, doesn't matter what team's around them. It's not the end-all, be-all. But the sport is so run by, if you have the quarterback, you will have success.
But, like, to me, like all due respect to Carson, who was a really, really good quarterback, all due respect to Andrew, the idea was Andrew is a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think in hindsight, Andrew never got there.
Well, I think about Matthew Stafford in the Lions years, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's another good. But I think
Matthew Stafford with the Rams did, and he got there, and he got there right away. With the Lions, they were so bad, and even though he had Calvin Johnson, they were so bad, he didn't win a playoff game for a decade.
But this is to me, this is Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. Like, that's the era we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So that's what's shocking to me about the Burrow thing, and that's where the kernel of doubt is. You know, I, as much as anybody wants to jam me up for this, I don't think we're at the point where you just roll a team out there and they've won enough to have the culture. To have the culture take over. That's what Kansas City's doing. They're winning because it's just an instinctive thing. We're not there yet.
Well, and it doesn't really matter what problems they come into. He always finds a way is the difference here. They're on their fourth left tackle, Nick. I mean, they were signing people
and
off the street.
And it's DJ Humphries, who I believe is coming off a massive injury, too.
I mean, it's in as worse shape as, I mean, it's about equal to what our left tackle situation has been this year. Mm-hmm. Because Humphries at this point is he's Jermaine Ifedi at this point. He just is. But they've been through that many different guys on the left side of the line. Mahomes has been sacked more than he's ever been sacked, right? Especially through this part of the season. I think last year he was sacked 17 times. He's in the mid-30s already this year with sacks, Nick. There are flaws in this team. He can't overcome everything. But I think 8 or 9 is the right number. I still think he would find this team, if not in the playoffs,
so it would be 8-3 or 9-2.
No. I'm sorry. I'm talking end of season. I'm talking 17 games, end of season. I think you still win 8 or 9 games. I think it'd be about a coin flip whether he's in the postseason or not. And that is me acknowledging that the flaws of the Browns go deeper than just the quarterback spot.
I think here's the problem. He took a team they went to one AFC championship game. With Andy Reid, with Alex Smith, right? And it was the year before they moved on to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, I'm actually wrong on that.
They were winning 10 games a year with Alex Smith.
Yeah, I'm actually wrong on that, by the way. They'd been to the wild card round, divisional round, but never had been to the AFC title game until Mahomes took over.
Oh, I thought you said playoffs.
So that's their floor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are almost here, but Amazon still has last-minute deals. Woo! Like makeup for the beauty lover, woo! Electronics for the tech pro, and home goods for the host who was too busy hosting to shop. Woo! Shop last-minute deals at Amazon now.
So since 2018, their floor with Mahomes is 2018, is the AFC title game. That's not the floor with Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
But Alex Smith at the end had a much different team than what Mahomes has right now.
I mean, he had Kelce, he had Kareem Hunt. Like he did, like so. But
add Tyreek Hill.
But I think that's my point. I think I think Mahomes is just a damn unicorn. Like the guy has been a starter since 2018, and the floor for every team he's had is the AFC title game. There's no comparing that. Like, yeah, Joe Burrow's been to the Super Bowl. Yeah, Joe's been to an AFC title game.
Right, but would he take this Browns team to the AFC title game?
I mean, I have to think so. I have to think he's Superman.
As bad as that defense was that he took to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, it was just a little tick below league average is what it finished out from a scoring defense perspective. Ours is worse than that.
I just think, though, I can't let my Brown cynicism, right? I would imagine that unicorn, that winningness, whatever Mahomes has in him that is obvious and evident, I'd have to imagine it would wear off on the rest of this team. If I'm to believe that Deshaun was such an issue and why they started, why this thing is such a disaster, you never got righted from there. If I'm to believe that, then if Mahomes was here from Jump Street, I mean, could the defense have been better? Could he have overcome the offensive line issues early in the year and kept you buoyant until, I don't know, that first Baltimore game, and then you take off?
Now our hypothetical is taking on a whole new hypothetical.
Well, but
you know, but there are a lot of things that get cured up when you enter this. I think it was Ross that said this. I'm getting all our guests confused now. But it was like the idea that entering a game and just knowing you have Mahomes does matter a lot in this equation.
So, and I think that having that, the more you go with him, the more it matters. But like with Burrow, I can say first year, they were a team that got the number 5 pick with Joe Burrow. And yes, then they went to the Super Bowl, then they went to the AFC title game, and then they haven't been back and sniffed it since. Even with Joe last year, they were a 500 team when he got hurt.
Right. So I mean, they won 9 games, but he was out after week five on.
So like I'm struggling here. Like I think it's even if you put Joe Burrow on this team, I think they're maybe a 500 team.
But you see, the problem is we're trying to encapsulate what makes Mahomes special, and the problem is that no one's been able to bottle that up.
Yeah, well, because he's one of one.
He's inexplainable.
Yeah, I think it is the Tom Brady thing of like, oh, you've never had a losing season. Oh, it's just because you epitomize winning. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Michael in Cleveland. Michael, you got about 45 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
All right, I'll make it quick. One, I think he would be 8-9 or 9-8 because I think the division that we play in is much harder than the division he plays in. Okay? And the second thing
That's a good
is
point.
And another thing I would like to say is that with the Browns, you know, I think that the way that they run the team is different. We keep players a little bit longer than we should, and I think that's an example for our offensive line. You know, we keep on saying that we were like, you know, one of the top 5 lines. When we came in the season knowing that we had issues and some of these guys are getting old, and now we're talking about rebuilding 1 year later after we say that we have one of the best lines. So having a quarterback, you know, like Mahomes would be great, but there's a lot of other things. I think he's in a great division to go the way that he's been going for so many years. The Raiders are still bad. The Chargers are not that great. You know, put him in our division, and let's see how many titles he would have really won.
Michael, are you calling from the ICU?
Oh.
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying because...
It
sounds like there's a heart monitor in the back. Your takes are salient. I'm just making sure you're physically okay.
I'm driving.
Okay.
The thing is that, you know, you look at it through the eyes of him being on the Chiefs, but you put him in the Browns or Cincinnati, okay, with 2 awesome receivers. But you still got to look at the other holes that we have, and then who are they playing? He's not playing the Steelers twice. He's not playing the teams in our division twice. He's playing the Raiders twice. He's playing teams that, you know, barely can make the playoffs, and we can have 2 or 3 at any year.
All right, Michael, we got to run, buddy. I wish you best of health and safe driving out there, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. 216-474-0092. The only thing is the AFC West is better than the AFC North this year. They've got 3 8-win-plus teams. You've got two.
I think the difference there, though, is that winning in the AFC North is winning in a particular way.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. But the question here is, how many more games would the Browns have won this year if Pat Mahomes was your quarterback? Change nothing else, just Mahomes. More on that next on 92.3 The Fan. They'd be at least a 10-win team right now. They'd be 10-3 with Mahomes.
Would they win a playoff game?
Yeah, they would.
I don't know.
But now ask me Joe Burrow.
Well, we're seeing Joe Burrow with the Browns.
Yeah. All right,
what would Joe Burrow with the Browns do? Same thing he's doing with the Bengals?
500 tops. 500 tops.
Oh, wait, okay, so that means you think that the Browns right now have a better team than what the Bengals currently have right now.
Well, yeah, I guess they're 5-8. All right, then they're 6-7.
Okay, there we go. But still, still means they're better than what the Bengals have right now.
But yeah, I mean, I do think this season should inform what we. I think there should be a pronounced gap between what we think of Mahomes and what we think of Burrow, because while the ceiling is make it to a Super Bowl for Joe Burrow, it's not win one yet. The floor is a 5-8 team. We have no frame of reference. That's what makes the Mahomes thing.
Because our four for Mahomes is the AFC title game.
It's the ultimate winning quarterback. Like the guy who's winning on a clip that's going to put him, if he gets the Super Bowl, it's time to have the Tom conversation because the dude's 30 and it's more than half his way to meeting Tom on Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I never thought we'd get that, let alone this soon, with the team that just honestly... they're not synonymous with... you know what? They've got 18-10-plus losing seasons since 1999. They're synonymous with losing. Until proven otherwise, even with this last five-year trend, which is better than the 21 years before it, yeah, it's the ultimate winning cornerback with a team that is synonymous with losing.
But we're talking about this season in particular, which makes it so juicy.
Daryl Ryder's going to answer that question next on 92.3 The Fan.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.